USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters say the United States will likely see warmer than usual fall weather. NOAA adding the West and Northeast can likely expect warmer than usual temperatures over the next few months. The outlook also is calling for less rain in states like Colorado, Utah, Missouri, and Illinois. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is trying to close border gaps in the state with shipping containers amid two recent fentanyl busts at the Arizona border. At least one of the gaps is in Yuma, Arizona. Yuma, Arizona Mayor Doug Nichols joins Fox News to talk about the effectiveness of border walls.
We can go back to 2006 when President Bush sent the National Guard to build a wall. We had a 98% drop in crossings that one year alone. It doesn't solve immigration, but it does make the country more secure.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Two countries the United States has a contentious relationship with are planning to attend the G20 summit.
Indonesian officials are reporting China's President Xi Jinping and Russia's leader Vladimir Putin plan to attend the G20 summit in Bali later this year. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Al-Shafi al-Sheikh, a member of the infamous terror cell known as the ISIS Beatles, is getting sentenced to life in prison for charges including the kidnapping and murder of multiple Americans in Syria. U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, Jessica D. Aber, credits the victims' families' pursuit of justice for getting verdicts in the case.
Without the family's commitment, this case never would have made it to our courthouse. We would not have the result we have today.
Fellow ISIS Beatle Alexandria Cody was sentenced to life in prison back in April. USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Threats against Attorney General Merrick Garland, FBI Director Christopher Wray, and FBI agents in general have increased in the wake of the raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley claims Americans have lost their confidence in the FBI since the early days of the Trump administration.
The people of this country should have extraordinary confidence in the FBI, and that confidence has been shaken, not just because of what happened a couple weeks ago, but because of a history of this sort of thing that's been going on for the last several years.
Fatal drug overdoses in Alaska have hit a new record high since last year at 253 deaths. One of those was 23-year-old Bruce Snodgrass, whose mother, Sandy Snodgrass, now wants to spread awareness about the dangers of fentanyl.
It was really shocking to me that the prevalence of fentanyl had reached all the way to Anchorage, Alaska, but it has.
Closing arguments are expected Monday in the retrial of the two men accused of trying to kidnap Michigan's governor. The defense rested its case in federal court after calling some FBI agents to take the stand on Friday. It's the second trial for Adam Fox and Barry Croft, as the first one ended in a hung jury. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.